open a vein. To avoid the possibility of marriage and the probability of long-term commitment, I ran away to poetry after graduating from college. My destination was a writing program set up just south of Syracuse by a cadre of feminists who were busy cutting a new slice on the razor edge of radical. I had a one-way bus ticket, no money to enroll, and a flimsy, farcical notion that if I hung around the perimeter long enough, they would let me in. The fugitive nature of my quest was evident to all. I applied to the local innkeeper, who was so seized by pity and kindness that she bought me a haircut and hired me on as kitchen and waitstaff help. The cook, a formidable Humvee of a woman named Edna, terrorized everyone who worked there, but she liked me. I was a pathetic, impressionable stray and ignorant of every practical art. Edna taught me three things. First, stay busy. Even if you have nothing to do, look busy. Refill the salt shakers. Wipe down the ketchup bottle caps. Keep the ice fresh. Second, use both hands when you are retrieving her beautiful tomato aspic jelly mold from the cooler, lest you drop it face down onto the filthy cement floor. When this happens, and it only happens once, own up to it right away. Third, when she sits down for a cup of coffee after the lunch rush and starts in with her hard luck, apocalyptic, hell in a handbasket advice to you, untie your apron, stand still, and listen. Because there must be some reason for you to be here in this kitchen listening to Edna's homespun prophetic zeal instead of across town in the writing workshop of your dreams. And all you need is for one person to give you the magic key that will unlock the door to your life as an artist. When she says it, a chill hits me inside. Whatever's in the well is going to come up in the bucket. Oh no, I remember thinking.